Good afternoon and welcome to the Mr. Sal's Podcast Net, Season 4, Episode 34, the week that was for April 10th, 2023. As always, thank you to my daughter for the intro music. In this special afternoon podcast, we're going to review the week that was for April 10th, 2023, read a student email, review the week that was for a short week, preview the upcoming week, which will be a full week. We're going to drink some water since it's in the afternoon and my coffee time is over. Tell a dad joke, all of this, maybe more, maybe less, in this week's top-rated and award-winning episode somewhere on the internet of Mr. Sal's Podcast and That. We'll be right back after this brief musical interlude. Back. We're going to jump right into the student email of the week. And this student email of the week comes from name and period withheld due to student confidentiality. It begins, Mr. Sal, I had a question to ask, but I forgot to send an email when I was thinking of it. Now I cannot remember what I wanted to ask you. Does this email still count for enrichment points, even though I can't remember what I wanted to ask? Well, name and period withheld due to student confidentiality. That happens to me quite often. I found out that if I don't address an issue right away, I have to forget what I was going to do. So my advice to you is you should either address the issue while you're thinking about it or put a note or a reminder in your phone or write it down on paper. Don't forget where you put the paper. And that way you have a record of what you were going to address. That's how I handle issues like that. Otherwise, sometimes I forget and then I don't know what to do. So that way, even if you forget about it, you still have a record of what you wanted to do so you can remember and actually do it. So I hope that... Oh, wait a second. What was the question in the first place? I got to go back. Hold on a second. Go back through my notes. Ah, yes, here it is. Yes, you will get credit for your email, even though you forgot what you were originally going to ask. So that, I believe, answers your question. Remember, you too can submit emails about class to my school email or message me via Schoology. Put the phrase student email of the week in the subject line and then your question in the body of the email or message. You also get enrichment points for your effort along with getting your email or message read on this very popular and award-winning podcast. I just can't find the email. I won an award from somewhere. I'm not certain if it was some internet award. All they wanted was me to give my credit card information and my bank account information. They were going to deposit money and pay off my credit cards. But that's neither here nor there. I didn't get the information to them. You know, so if you're listening for tax purposes, I didn't get any money for that. Anyway, it is award-winning somewhere because I had an email about it. And it is very popular according to emails. So, that is that. We're going to jump into the review. Even though it's a short week, it is a longer week in review. Ooh. Oh, no, it's not police sirens. It's someone's leaf blower outside. So, we're going to move on to the review this past week. As I said, even though it was a short week, we didn't start school till Tuesday because of spring break. Monday, we were off. There's a lot to cover. We came back on Tuesday with a booklet to practice for the civics assessment, which was going to be Thursday. Then you had time to view the 1950s cultural information on the beat writers. Those notes were posted in the notes on Schoology. They uploaded to Google Drive. Then you had time to view the wakelets on 1950s music and 1950s television. And if you had any questions to ask about any of that information, you had time Tuesday, you had time Wednesday, and you had time Thursday. We'll get into that as we move through the week. So that was Tuesday. Wednesday, we discussed some civics information, and once again, you had time to study the 1950s cultural information on those sources and ask questions if you had any. On Thursday, we had an assembly in human trafficking, so period one, you guys just had time to study. You were going to do both assessments on Friday. Periods 4 through 9, you took the civics assessment, then had time to study for the cultural assessment on Friday. And once again, I asked if anyone had questions. Some of you asked questions. Most of you didn't have any, but we had time to clear up questions if you had them. Then, on Friday, period one, did both the civics assessment and the cultural assessment in the 1950s. That information was graded for all classes. It's in the grade book. The rest of the classes on Friday, you took the cultural assessment. There were about 9 questions for you to answer. And from there, Charlie's in the background barking at nothing, looking out the window. The cultural assessment was based on the notes on the Beat Generation and what we talked about for the Beat Generation. And you had more notes than I had posted, or you should have had more notes than what I had posted. The music of the 1950s and TV shows of the 1950s. So you had that to work on. I have most of those graded, I think all but 2 classes, and I'm putting grades in over the weekend. Then, periods 4 through 9, you had a preview of the upcoming assignment where I'm easing into choice board opportunities, which I should have done a long time ago, but I'm building them in little by little, and I'll get into that in the upcoming week's preview, but I kind of previewed the choice boards and what your assignment was going to be for early next week. That, my friends, wraps up the week in review for this past week. It is now time for your favorite part of the podcast and mine, the Dad Joke of the Week. And this week's Dad Joke of the Week is courtesy of thetable.com. I was torn. I was very torn between 2 jokes. But I think I went with this one because it is trout season. So I wanted to go with the theme of the season. What is the best kind of music to listen to when fishing? Anyone? Anyone? The answer is something catchy. Get it? Something catchy while fishing? Gotta love it. Gotta love it. So, we have another full 5-day week coming up as we get into next week's preview. We'll continue with a choice board assignment on the presidential election of 1960. What I mean by choice board, you have the option to either complete an Ed puzzle on the election of 1960, compliments of Mr. Hippew's history. You have to take notes and answer, I believe it's 4 comprehension questions for accuracy. Then you have to upload your notes for the assignment in Schoology to get full credit. Or your second option, you can read a passage in Kami, highlighting and marking up the passage for your notes. There are several questions to answer in full sentences when you're done reading. And since you're marking up the reading in Kami, you don't have to submit notes separately. They'll be submitted when you turn in your answers. So that's kind of nothing added to upload. They're comparable in points. Both are worth 20 points for the assignments. Both assignments, you'll use the notes to answer a discussion board question that we're going to start probably end of the day Tuesday, or maybe early Wednesday, depending on how the discussion goes on Tuesday on the articles or the Ed puzzles. So this assignment is going to be due before the start of class on Tuesday for all classes. Then we're going to move on to the 1960s, discussing the presidential election and the Kennedy presidency. So we're going to take what you're reading or watching with the Ed puzzle. Comparable information, covers the same topic, just 2 ways to present. And remember, with Kami, you can have Kami read the text to you. So That's an added benefit of using Kami. So if you want to watch the video, you can watch the video, take notes. If you want to read, you can read or have Kami read it to you, take notes while you're working on that way. Answer the questions for accuracy. And it's a 20-point assignment. Then the rest of the week will be spent talking about this election. You'll do a discussion board assignment. And then we'll get into the Kennedy's presidency. So that is the preview of the upcoming week. Short and sweet. We'll be right back after this brief musical interlude to wrap up the podcast. Okay, everybody, we're moving into school announcements, and this week's school announcements are as follows. Your career portfolios were due by the end of March. Please make sure you have everything completed and turned in. If you don't, please see guidance or ask me for help. Check out the What's Up New Brighton Internet Show. It's informative, it's fun, it's student run. We have our club meetings the third Tuesday of each month. What's Up New Brighton also has a TikTok channel. Check that out for content. Did you know you can check out ebooks from the school library over the school year and summer? See Mrs. Berger for details. And I know she has a new search tool for the library. There's also a host of colleges coming to the high school. For college visits, please check out the notifications in my room, right outside my room for the list and inside my room. Also see guidance. They're working on bringing technical schools, colleges, and such in to meet with you. Also, check your email. A lot of cool stuff gets sent through email. You're supposed to be checking your emails regularly, the school Gmail accounts, to see what is being sent out to you. So keep that in mind. Moving on to the disclaimer and ads. We're wrapping this up, and I want to mention, as always, first, the ideas, jokes, comments on this podcast are my own and not those of any other entity or organization. If you like what you hear, please let me know. If you don't like what you hear, please send in some constructive criticism. Don't blame anyone else. Next, I'd like to mention several organizations and websites that have a lot of good to do for others. First is PAECT, the Pennsylvania Association for Educational Communications and Technology. If you're an educational stakeholder, check out PAECT.org to see what's going on in educational technology around Pennsylvania, the United States, the world, and the universe. Join thousands of educational stakeholders to network and help strengthen the use of educational technology with best practices. Speaking of PAECT, check out the PAECT Pod, a live stream and podcast where we discuss current events going on in PAECT, interview interesting guests, and share best practices and tech tools to use in an educational setting. The PAECT Pod can be found on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, LinkedIn, and anywhere you find great podcasts. It happens live the first and third Tuesdays of the month at 7 p.m. PAECT, we are the voice of EdTech in Pennsylvania and beyond. Another website this time I want to talk about is 211.org. You can dial 211 or go to 211.org to find local social services in your area of the United States and most of Canada. If you're an individual or family in need, please reach out to this fantastic resource for help. Remember, you dial 211 on any phone that goes to the outside world or 211.org on any internet-connected device for accessing resources. Also, we have 511PA.com. That's a website and an app. It's a great resource for travelers. There's all kinds of construction season. The orange cones are up. Roads are closed all over the place. Check out 511PA.com or dial 511 on your phone to get information on construction, road conditions, open roads, closed roads, all around the area. Check that out. Well, everybody, that wraps up this week's episode. I will see you Monday in class. Enjoy the weather while you can. Have a good one, everybody.